What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Time now for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Sands is coming up here in about an hour and 20 minutes. He's going to join us at 4:40. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5. Rangers pregame tonight at 8 o'clock as they are in L.A. to take on the Angels. Okay, the tease was, does this fifth-year Cowboy have a good argument for a breakout? Sam Williams, a forgotten Cowboy, could be the X factor heading into 2026, was the headline here on the Cowboys Wire. Williams missed his pivotal third year with an ACL tear. He was slow to recover in a new role last year in Matt Eberflus's scheme. Don't be shocked if he shocks, with the quote from Sam Williams at the Home Run Derby. I'm going to be an outside linebacker. I can use my speed and my strength more. I can just be me. This is what I did at Ole Miss, so I'm happy. And at Ole Miss, he had a 20-sack career. He had a really good second year with the Cowboys. Can that change his fortune significantly, Wolchuk, moving from a hand-in-the-ground defensive end role to a stand-up outside linebacker?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, though, we've still seen him do stand-up rushing. So I don't think this is like a massive change for him. I think at this stage in his career, to me, Sam Williams is who he is. And he's not really a player that I would have brought back. I'm happy to be wrong. Maybe Christian Parker can go ahead and tap into something. But if you're talking about you want smarter brain work type of players, to me, Sam Williams is a guy, the stat is famous out there. He's got more personal foul penalties than he has sacks. He's a guy that ends up hurting your defense at times. He will over-pursue in the run game. He'll jump out of lanes. But just as a pass rush specialist now, as a guy that can be kind of third on the depth chart, maybe he can finally go ahead and catch lightning in a bottle and go get himself a payday.
Something to look for. I know a lot of Cowboys players are pulling for him. You can tell the way they talk about him. They're, you know, they're fans of Sam, and they want him to have success. The role is there. Of course, Cody Alexander told us 2 or 3 days ago on these very airwaves, the edge dropping has been something that in Fangio-style defense hasn't bared out to be helping that much. You know, it's actually making the defenses less efficient when they're having the edges drop. So I think as more defenses try that, the sample size is getting bigger and they're like thinking maybe we don't want to do that. So it'll be interesting to see how much Christian Parker wants to do that. Because I think Sam Williams has rare traits when it comes to the speed and the power. And
yeah.
I'm hoping that a change of scheme can unlock more of that.
Yeah, and it seems like he's done more, like he's been better when he just had less on his plate in terms of like a snap count thing. Like it felt like early in his career, I don't know if it was his rookie year or his second year, where he was making an impact in a small amount of, you know, opportunities. And so maybe that's the best thing for him. Like, hey, you got 15 snaps, go out there and make the most of it. You're not going to be an every down player.
Yeah, that's the thing that, you know, and I think the Cowboys could have really good depth if Sam Williams and Malachi Lawrence, you know, you're getting, you know, now four guys with Gary and Ezeraku that could go forward. And when you can bring those guys and keep them fresh in the fourth quarter and third and long and stuff like that, sometimes on a per down basis, they can do tremendous things in a very limited role. Okay, Cowboys hoping for big jump from healthy DeMarvian Overshown is the story from Todd Archer, ESPN. Overshown believing in himself said the big difference this offseason, he's not spending time recovering. He's just spending time getting better at football. And, quote, I feel like everybody haven't even seen me. And we need that to be the case not only with Overshown, but I think with Tyler Guyton as well. When you talk about two young guys, were they in the same draft? Very similar type of timeline, but injuries have dragged them down whenever they started to get some decent momentum. So hopefully with Guyton and with Overshown, I think if I'm the Cowboys, I'm hoping for it, but I don't know if we can count on this, you know? And
yeah, it's tough.
I need the coaches to be able to explain this to the Joneses. If Overshown and D Winters aren't enough, we need to go get more help, because I don't feel like Overshown is your stack and shed scraping machine who is going to be in the gap and help you shut down plays down in and down out. He's still a splash player, you know, and that's what we're hoping is if Overshown stays healthy, he can prove he can be that dependable guy down in down out.
Yeah, I don't agree with you. I don't disagree with you at all in terms of him not always being super assignment sound. I think he is kind of a guy that makes plays in space, sees it, will use his athleticism to go ahead and make a play, TFL. And then there's another time where it's like, last year you could tell the knee, whether he just didn't trust it or he just didn't have like his full burst, like he would see it and, oh, he would just be a little bit hesitant and get there just a half tick late. He's a guy that could totally change this defense, though. If he can get back to where he was pre-injury, that is the type of player now offenses are preparing for DeMarvian Overshown. Like, he.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
is that kind of guy. You got to know where Zero is at all times pre-snap because he is so disruptive. But I'm with you. It's hard at this stage in his career to say, I'm going to get 17 games out of him, and you've got to have a contingency plan. And right now, they probably feel better about Shamar James than we do. They probably feel better about Justin Barron than we do. I'm nervous as hell about those guys as backup players. But I think they're looking at it right now and saying, hey, maybe they're thinking, look, we're okay here. I agree with you. They should go ahead and add another body because I can't rely on health there.
Are they poorly coached or are they just bad players?
I think mostly bad players.
Well, and I'm saying this in a way. I was trying to kind of figure out I don't mean bad players. I just meant, was he struggling because of his health, because of injury, or was he a guy that just couldn't overcome some of the coaching that was going on?
Yeah, I think his stuff was totally health related.
See, so if that's the case, then you really can't rely on him.
You think last year with Eberflus might have been bad coaching, bad scheme for him?
See, listen, this is where I get in trouble. Because everybody wants to fight me on this, and I get it. I absolutely understand why you want to fight. The minute you say that it was poor coaching, they'll tell you that, well, they replaced 5-6 players.
They did.
Yeah. And then the minute you say, well, the players, are, you know, and then someone will argue, well, yeah, the coaching wouldn't help. Those guys they had weren't, you know, didn't get coached. You know, White Cotton, Eberflus. I know I mentioned White Cotton a lot, but those guys didn't help. You know, so I think they're – I'm trying to kind of figure out, and people are also really tired of me mentioning, like, why do we keep talking about last year? You know, why do you keep bringing up last year? Why can't we focus on what this guy is going to do this year? And I'm like, that's cool. I just don't know. But I'm trying to figure out why they struggled so bad.
Well, he had two catastrophic knee injuries. Last year matters.
Yeah.
We saw him trying to come back from something that's no guarantee you're ever going to be close to as good as you were.
I say we as a fan base was like, he's going to come in with the S on his chest and his cape on, and he's going to save the day.
Yeah.
And he clearly was not the same player. And you wonder now, is he ever going to be the same player?
Yeah.
That's a fair ask.
And now I'm to that point of like, if he's never the same player, then that's injury got him. But was there something that they could have done with him last year, scheme-wise, coaching-wise, that could have helped him more?
Here's why I lean towards players over coaching. Because I think that both are true. Eberflus was bad last year. What do you think about Mike Zimmer?
I have problems with anybody that can't stop anybody.
So, I mean, those are two different defensive coordinators, same players for the most part, that both were allowing over 27 points a game. They gave up 468 points, which was bottom in the NFL in 2024.
Wasn't Zimmer's getting better?
Zimmer started to get better towards the end of the season, but they were still terrible defenses that put up historically bad numbers. It got worse last year,
yeah.
So Zim did a little bit better job. But that's why, to me, it comes down to the personnel more so than the coaching. I don't think the coaching was good, but I don't think to be like on the other side of it and just totally blame the personnel. The players were not good enough. Their talent was not good enough.
All right, can I throw something at you? And just tell me and react any way you want. Dennis Allen went and took that Chicago group and got him deep into the playoffs on defense. They got better. As a defense, right?
Yeah.
Dennis Allen, Chicago. Is that an indictment on Matt Eberflus a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, Dennis Allen is much better than Eberflus.
Yes.
And Dennis Allen had led solid defenses
Dennis
for
Allen
a long time.
Dennis Allen basically took the personnel that Matt Eberflus had.
Yeah, he did, but we looked at Caleb Williams taking a big stride last year in the offense and Ben Johnson being the big reason why the Bears turned around. It was less focus on the defense. I don't think the Bears were like one of the top defenses in football last year. They were better, to your point. I do think Eberflus was an issue. It doesn't have to be one or the other, but I do think 2 years of bad defense, and really you can go back to outside of Dan Quinn, nobody's been good. Mike Nolan was one and done.
Yeah.
Their defensive talent has not been good enough.
Yeah, and specifically with this discussion, it comes back to Overshown, and you need guys who are zone aware and can plug gaps, you know, and I don't know if that matters that much exactly who the coordinator is. Those are two specific linebacker actions that this Cowboys team was talent poor at in a big way last year. I don't think Overshown fixes that, and what last year showed is you might not even get the splash plays on top of that, you know. So you're right, Wolchuk. Overshown could go a long way towards fixing this defense, but based on how last year went, I don't know if you can depend on that. And I hope that this coaching staff can go to the Joneses and say, that was your plan coming out of the draft, and we were signing off on that. But as we get into training camp and preseason game one, it'll be time to get aggressive very quickly. The chance to have success in this schedule is early. You know, and if you're not careful, you could end up being 3-5, 8 games in, and then the schedule gets really tough on you. All right, we got to run. Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, it's the Little Debbie Challenge. We're going to do that next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 470?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.